Judas.
Your kid's gonna put his butt in my face again.
Welcome to episode 118 of Encore Gamers. This is our Christmas special.
Yay.
Wherein Jeff tries to out-Christmas me.
Yay. Is that a thing?
I don't know.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Dan.
In case you didn't know.
In case you're wondering, we are doing this live.
And there's a poopy pot.
Yeah. It's just distorting me.
I told him to use a webcam, and he chose not to.
This is a better webcam than the webcams we have in the house.
I was told we weren't streaming live, so I didn't bring mine.
We weren't until King831 let us know that we couldn't do a stream tonight.
Well, I think the vegan man could have let me know, hey, we are streaming live, so I can bring my camera now.
I'll let you know when you got here.
Which is too late.
Exactly. So stop bringing that up, you little crybaby.
I'm just saying. I was right, you were wrong. So there's cats.
Yeah, that's a thing.
There's one up there. One up there. This thing. Right here. Apparently I can interact with it.
I mean, do you want to talk about cats, or do you want to talk about...
I totally missed. Completely missed.
No, I saw...
Let's talk about this robot guy. See? Look. Bam. Bam. Why am I missing?
How come it's not sharing us the message?
Huh?
Hey, Riddle, real quick. Type in the message on the Encore Gamers.
Message.
Message? It said we got a second message, I assume.
You mean a chat?
Yeah.
Is your chat even connected, son?
It's connected. I typed in test.
You typed in test, yeah.
Riddle's about...
Hello! Hello, hey, Riddle!
What's up, Riddle? See, it's connected. We're good. Okay. We got three people. Thank you for watching. So I'm going to start us off, because apparently Black is too confused with this robot. You get a clear mental thought through.
Okay, so cats. There's a cat up there. There's a cat up there. Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a cat?
Every day.
Well, now you have to... No, well, actually, no. You still have to wonder what it's like to be a cat. But there's a game coming out. It's a third-party game where you play a cat.
You're talking about cat lateral damage? No. That's already out.
No, there's a game coming out.
There's a game out called Cat Lair.
Yeah, well, there's a game in early development right now.
It has a VR mode. You just run around and be a cat and knock things off of the shelves.
No, there's like you have a little backpack. Like you're doing missions.
As a cat.
Yeah.
Now, is this first person?
Third person.
Now, how am I going to feel what it's like to be a cat?
It's not a VR game.
Through the eyes. It doesn't have to be VR. I want to see through the eyes of cats so I can get the experience of, wow. Everything's so big and large.
Okay, well, you don't get that, so that's that. And it's not even out yet, so.
Well, maybe they'll add that.
No, it'll be like years. Podcast. It'll be like at least a couple years from now. It's in early development.
So, tell me more about this game.
No, I don't want to anymore. This game sucks, apparently.
So. Oh, well, what's it called so people can avoid it then?
I don't remember.
Because your phone's in the car?
Because my phone's in the car. And I didn't write any notes because I'm dumb.
Oh, don't beat yourself up, man.
No.
So, Xbox has revealed the games for gold in January.
Yeah.
Let's break that down. World of Van Helsing Death Trap. Sounds like an awful game.
Van Helsing is not a good game.
Yeah, World of Van Helsing.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
I don't understand.
Killer Instinct Season 2 Ultra Edition. There you go. If you're into Killer Instinct.
She got an Xbox, yeah?
Yeah. The Cave, which Riddle here enjoyed very much. Actually, beat it 100%. Got all the trophies in that. Rayman Origins.
That's a good one.
That's probably the best one.
Yeah.
The best one on the list. So there you go.
Play that first game, the first Rayman game. You'll enjoy it. Well, haven't played it.
It's not the first Rayman game.
Yeah?
No, the first Rayman game came out like on the PlayStation. It was called Rayman.
Was it really? Thought it was a Sega original.
I think it came out on a Sega, but I know it from the PlayStation. But yeah, it came out with like Saturn. It was a multi-platform. Eventually, anyway. And for all you computer people, the Steam sale, winter sale, has officially going to start on December 22nd. So Thursday. So you can spend all that money, Titan. You know, you just got that brand new computer. There you go. There you go. Now,
Titan was having trouble with
Isaac.
No. Computer wise.
Oh, was
he? Hooking up his Xbox controller to the computer, making it work with the adapter. Got an adapter.
Why didn't you just use his PS4 controller? It just works.
He said it doesn't work with every game.
The older games that don't have.
I don't really know. I couldn't help him. Yeah. I couldn't help him out at all.
I can help him, actually. He just needs to get a. He just needs to install the drivers, I think. He probably needs to find the drivers. Thanks. You ruined our video feed. Thankfully, we still have audio. Dreams, that really weird build-your-own-world game for Media Molecule that nobody quite understands, but supposedly is going to have a game functionality of it. They were supposed to come out with the beta this year. But it's been delayed. To 2017. So if you're wondering what happened to that, now you know.
I'm going
to
make pouty faces, though. The whole time?
Oh, yeah. Let's see you keep a pouty face after this. The NES Classic has sold 200,000 units in the U.S. alone.
So, are you going to poop on Nintendo?
No.
No?
Do you want me to...
No, I don't want you to poop on Nintendo.
Let's keep talking about Nintendo.
You seem to like to poop on Nintendo.
Let's keep talking about
Nintendo. Because you told me that you like to poop on Nintendo.
No. I'm not done yet. Nintendo Switch... It's going to have a preview tour for the U.S. And the third day of each city tour is going to be free to the public.
The third day?
Uh-huh. It's going to tour across North America so that the public can go hands-on with the console.
Select cities.
Yep.
San Francisco, probably one of them, but...
It's going to begin on January 13th in New York, and it's going to conclude March 5th in L.A. Yeah, there's your gifts. Yeah, there you go. There's two gifts here. Now,
yes?
You'll be able to play first party games. Here we go. Here's the full list. New York, January 13th through the 15th. Toronto, 27th through the 29th. Washington, D.C., February 10th through the 12th. Mm-hmm. Chicago, 17th through the 19th. San Francisco, 24th through the 26th. And L.A., March 3rd through 5th.
So Sunday, right? And all Sundays are free? Is that what it...
I think so, yeah.
...comes down to? So what if you want to pay then? Or what? How's the other
two? It's going to be invite only for the first 2 days.
Wow. So like media and stuff?
Yeah.
VIPs?
We got to get our name in that media circle, dude.
We are in the media circle.
We got to send out like an email to people and be like,
hey, we got to get press badges. Even if they're fake. So we can get into places.
Yeah, you're right.
Tell them we're from CBS or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
For this gaming convention.
Yeah,
we're from CBS.
We're from CBS. Can you mail our press badges to this home address?
apartment 5. Yeah, apartment. Yes. Yeah, thank you. They hung up on me.
All right, well, it's time for me to poop on Nintendo.
Why are you pooping on Nintendo?
Now, there's been a... reports that the Nintendo Switch runs a lot slower when not docked. So when you're doing the handheld mode...
What do you mean a lot slower?
Like 40% of its full speed.
So well, maybe like the game's on
half the speed.
Does that mean it's going to slow down the game? Or does that mean it's just not... It's just going to load a lot slower?
Well, considering that it's involving the CPU... that's probably going to slow down everything.
Well, it seemed kind of retarded if it slows down a game.
Yeah.
It seems almost not worth it at that point.
And we'll,
you know what I mean?
We'll see when it actually, like, when reports actually start to come out, like, starting in January.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's probably when we'll start hearing our first reports, but,
So who said this?
Let me pull it back up.
Is it a credible source here?
It's a leak specs. Eurogamer report from Eurogamer.
God damn it.
and adding the news to news, sourcing from and adding to news from a Venture Pete report.
Well, there's so a...
Just press any button.
This is my controller.
Oh.
You told me to bring a controller.
We're back.
Hey, maybe you should turn off the disconnect thing.
Yeah, how'd I do that?
Go into your menu. Like, other menu.
The menu?
Like, PlayStation button menu.
Alright, well, we'll be back in just a second.
Yeah. Bad things are happening. Bad things are happening now.
Yeah. Yeah. Sound devices. Do not turn off. Yeah, that's not gonna happen again.
Hey, we're back.
Back for our video audiences. So that was my poop on Nintendo.
Poop on Nintendo. There was a little
poop on Nintendo feature.
So they're saying there's gonna be a teraflop of powerhousing.
Like 1.8, I heard like 1.8 teraflops.
I just heard like one.
Which is like what, like a third or a fourth of the PS4?
PS Pro is 4.6. And the Scorpio apparently is going to be like 6.
So. Yeah. Now, we already knew that this was going to be...
So, obviously, it's not going to be as powerful.
Yeah.
I mean, just even from the size of the system, you know. You know what I mean? Like, you can't have something, like, too powerful when it comes in that,
I mean, that
package.
You'd be surprised how powerful you can get things like that. I mean, was it the NVIDIA saying their next Dragon processor or whatever? It's going to be on par with PS4. The only real problem is having something that powerful that size just kills the battery, which really makes you wonder what the battery's going to be like. But we'll see.
Get out of here. Get out of here, robot.
Final Fantasy XV is having special DLC for the holidays. It's going to come out this Thursday, December 22nd. There's going to be a free DLC.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a season pass or you'll get a premium DLC, which is going to include the Ring of Resistance. It's going to make the entire party resistant to magical friendly fire, which is kind of annoying in the game. A tech turbocharger, device for Noctis that accelerates the tech bar replenishment rate, but freezes the armature bar. Interesting. Armature accelerate does reverse. Blister's fanfare, a scroll of sheet music containing a song of jubilation that provides additional AP for earning an A in time outside of training. Tactician's Fanfare, scroll of sheet music, blah blah blah, additional AP for earning an A in finesse outside of training. Key of Prosperity, Lucky Charm, that increases the rate at which fallen foes leave behind items of value. Sam the Badge, device that enables Noctis to sprint and hang without expending
stamina. Noctis!
That's a little broken. Carnival Passport, adorably adorned ticket that whisks the bear away to a fun-filled carnival.
Keep thinking that's a hare.
Carnival for a limited time. You gave me a hare for Christmas?
It seems like a hare.
And a festive ensemble available in late January.
It's actually a Santa smile.
And special photo frames.
Ensemble.
And the free pass will have stuff that be able to a ticket to access the Moogle Chocobo Carnival in January. The Nick Experience Band. The device that stops experience points from being tallied.
Moogles are awesome.
Prevented the party from leveling up for an L challenge. Warrior's Fanfare. Increases AP when you get an A in offense. The Passport and the Chogo Mog Tee. Little t-shirt with the Chogo Mog on it.
He's pooping on my face.
Chogo Mog. Now for some pretty cool news. A former Konami executive has left Konami and joined Kojima Productions.
Yeah! Dude, that's awesome!
Shinji Hirano, the former president of Konami Europe, has just listed on his LinkedIn profile that he's become the president of Kojima Productions.
The president
mm-hmm.
of Konami Europe.
Yeah. Is now the president of Kojima Productions.
Yeah.
You know, if they realign their forces,
good for him, dude.
If they join forces like Square Enix, they can call themselves Coco Productions.
That's super awesome, actually.
That is super awesome.
That is like that's loyalty and just overall like great friendship, I guess. You know, it's nice.
Presumably. I mean, he was the president of Konami Europe. I'm not sure how much interaction could you even have with him.
Oh, come on.
Just saying. Okay, you can calm down, man.
I keep missing.
Yeah.
Think stupid.
You almost just punched me in the
head. I didn't almost just punch you in the head. I might have almost just punched you in the head. The video will show if I almost punched you in the head.
So, What holiday games do you like to play with your family, man?
Not this one.
No, because you've never even played this, even though it's free on your PlayStation 4. You kind of like a...
Holiday games?
No, what games do you like to play with your family for the holidays, you know?
Oh, like video game-wise or anything? Games.
Like something you play with your family and loved ones that spend time with them during this holiday season.
Not video games. I never play video games with my family.
You don't play Plants vs. Zombies with your kids?
No.
Isaac?
No.
Mario?
No.
You just can't stand watching your kids play games?
I mean, we just don't Minecraft? Play games in, like as a family because nobody really cares about video games.
I thought your youngest did.
Well, my youngest does, but like it's not like a...
That's family.
It's not like an everyday thing. I'm just saying it's not like a normal thing.
Alright.
She doesn't play too often, so... I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, she plays, like, almost every day, man.
Does she?
I see you online, like, every day playing Plants vs. Zombies.
Well, I'm at home. Not home, at work, not knowing this.
She's talking to J-Rad.
No, she's not. No, she's not. His name's not J-Rad, by the way.
I forgot what fake name you gave him.
I remember. I don't remember either, actually.
Yeah.
He hasn't bugged for, like, a long time now, so... I'm just saying.
You found someone else?
Alright. There you go.
So you're talking about, man. Damn story.
Talking to that guy.
Tell me a story about Jeff's corner in the carport.
How do you know about that?
It was on Facebook. Riddle told me. Showed me the pictures and everything.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you got tagged, homie. Yeah.
My phone's not on me. But, no, well, I mean, We saw a tent that was, like, trying to fly away, but not quite there. And it was, like, we have a bunch of barrels and that on top. And the barrels are filled with water. They're, what is it, 40-gallon barrels?
All right. I don't care what you say, I'm listening.
Yeah, they're 40-gallon, what? So they're, like, 40 gallons, and then the tents were tied to them. But I think the director of the facility actually specified that they were supposed to be, like, bolted down into the concrete. And that didn't happen, I guess. And so one of them started flying away. And then she's, so they bring the tent over. They drag it with a truck or something like that because, you know, it was like, like her son actually works as a contractor. And he's doing some stuff at work right now. And I guess she said that he was almost flying away like Mary Poppins with the damn tent, like it lifted him up the ground. So they tied it to a truck instead, and I guess dragged it over. And so they're like, and she's like holding the thing, and she's like saying something to us. We're on our lunch break. She's saying something to us, and I was like, "What? I can't hear you." You know what I mean? But like, you know, so we just like, dude, let's go help or whatever. So we get up and started helping, just like. Untying the
carport, the tent.
The tent, the what do you call it? The
tarp.
The tarp. Thank you.
Okay.
The tarp hurts, and it's. I mean, it's just like some string, like a ball in a string kind of deal, where you just kind of loop the string around the ball.
Yeah.
And it holds it in there, like one of the, it's just a bunch of those. So we, you know, we're taking them off and get the thing off, and then when you look at the frame was actually like snapped at a point. So like it was just like the wind like lifted it up and just kind of completely broke. I mean, it's hollow thin metal, you know. It's not like it's like, you know, stainless steel or some crap, you know what I mean? But it's still, like, it lifted it up and snapped it. So, and it's kind of sitting in the shed right now. I don't know if they're going to put it back. Probably not that one because it's broken, but... Yeah, it was cool.
You had fun with it?
No.
No.
No, it's not fun. Not fun at all.
You just said it was pretty cool.
The whole situation was cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like it was just cool. I think it was pretty funny. But
hey, I'll be dang.
I'll be dang. All he wants for Christmas is a live Encore Gamers Christmas stream. Well, hey, I'll be dang, you got it.
You got what you want.
You got what you want. It's happening right now. Right now on your screen.
What's with the accent?
No, when I talk to Abba Dang, I like to talk like Abba Dang.
I'm sure he appreciates.
Of course he appreciates. Imitation is a greater form of flattery.
I'm sure he thinks you sound just like him.
That's pretty good, right? I mean.
All right, Abba Dang, you agree, right?
The Lord has blessed us indeed, Abba Dang.
You know what? We did get something from Abba Dang, actually.
Yeah, let's
in the mail. Let's not show his address.
Right there. So there's a broken bottle inside. So I think he sent us shattered glass.
Shattered glass?
Yeah.
I did ask for shattered glass.
So I mean, I'm happy about shattered glass because you can make like stained glass stuff. Whoa.
Sorry, man. If anything happened, I'd only cut you.
So let's take a look at I'll be dang's care package here. Okay, you need to stop with the knife. Oh my God, this survived! This survived, dude!
Wow!
Holy crap!
This is
I honestly cannot believe this survived, dude.
Check glass does chew good, I'll be dang. Wow!
Hey, look, tuna fish.
Tuna fish. Hand that over to Riddle. See if she wants to make us some tuna salad.
Meatless select fishless tuna.
Apparently, this is supposed to be delicious.
Get away, robot. Meatless you can't tuna. Read that. You probably can't read that. So.
You know Mexicans and their knives. He's got me there.
Hey, I know Mexican judo. Do you guys want
cups? No, I don't think we'll need cups. Bottle opener. Oh, actually.
You don't know if I have a knife, and you don't know
wire better if I have brown ale. Do you have one of these on hand right now, Abba Dang? Because if you do...
I think I'll be things at work right now. No. It is like, past 9.
Son of a peach...
Are you home, I'll be dang?
Wheat ale.
Son of a peach wheat ale. Son of a peach.
Let's see if we got two of the same.
Let's, you take that one, yeah. And I'll take this one.
I am some... I'm glad that the broken okay, glass... Okay,
this gives me... I'll be dang, I have not sent you your package... But I will get that done at some point.
What's he doing, Abba Dang?
I think you're gonna get him for New Year's. Is what it's gonna happen.
How are we supposed to be?
You're not supposed to drink during Christmas, anyway.
Well, good thing it's not Christmas. You know what I'm saying?
So we got a pale Palmetto Brewing from Palmetto Brewing Company. Pale ale. That's it. It's called pale.
I got a Huge Street IPA from the Palmetto Brewing Company.
Hey, we both talking like this?
It's infectious. What can I say?
Well, the thing is, Vegan Dan here does, what do you call that, stage stuff?
Yeah, I call that, stage line. I do some stage line every once in a while.
Is that like Snoop line?
Snoop line. Charlie Kale's packed those. She's a good packer. There you go. That's why they survived. And beat RJ Rocker's Brewing Company Bellringer, double pale ale now. I'll be dang, tell me that this, RJ Rocker's Brewing House is, amazing. Do some good work.
And over here, I got me a Bellringer Double Pale Ale.
We have a pair. Let us.
Is this the same?
This is the same. You know, we're gonna enjoy these two right now.
Hey, this one says to drink smart. Does that mean chug it?
Nah, dude. You gotta enjoy it. Now, typically, I'm not a pale ale kind of guy, but I'll be Dan's vouched for this.
This is 8% alcohol, just so you know.
Vouched for this and said that we should enjoy this. That's what we're going to do. We're going to honor I'll be Dan's wishes right here on stream. When you hold this while I pull out a bottle. Yup.
Now, bottle. Now, you got the Swiss Army knife at the Swiss Army store?
That's right.
There you go, my friend. Oh, you can't even open my own bottle. Okay.
Well, I like to give people the opportunity. It's to not choose? It's not an IPA. It's a double pale ale.
Yeah. Who said IPA?
I did. What's the difference between a double pale ale and an Indian pale ale?
The way it's brewed?
Do math as you drink it. That's what it means by drink smart.
Do math as you drink it. All right.
Well, Merry Christmas to all you listening.
Cheers.
Yeah, that's good. Not bad. That's pretty good.
It's a lot smoother than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it's a lot smoother than I thought it was going to be. It's a lot less IPA than I thought it was going to be, too. I guess it's not an IPA.
It's a double pale ale.
Handcrafted. Every bottle.
This robust brew enters the first round swinging. Ding!
This is bottled in November.
The swift flavor combination of hops and malts. Isn't that like every beer, though?
Mm-mm. Not every beer uses malts.
But it's hops is a... Is a
Charlie Chaos says, Son of a Peach is the best. I mean, we're going to have to drink these all together because we only have one bottle each. The other ones, so we're going to have share bottles.
You know what that means? Shenanigans will ensue.
I don't know if we need to drink them all tonight.
Oh, I thought that's what we were doing.
How many you got over there?
Three.
I got two. That's,
How do you got two?
I got twos.
You got two over there?
Yeah, I got
two. Oh, that's what I meant, like three total.
Oh, you got one over there?
Yeah, I got, no, three total. Over here. Three.
Oh, okay. Here. Yeah. Drunk ass. Maybe. Yo, Abby Dang. What's the best Christmas present you've ever gotten?
Uncle Gamerstream, you say.
You guys are so distractible.
No, you did not say that. Okay.
And I'll ask you that as well. Jeff, best Christmas present you've ever gotten?
Ooh.
Now, I'm taking off the video game restriction. I'm just saying, best Christmas present you've ever gotten. When Mama didn't hit, I'll be danged. That is a good Christmas present. You know what? That's not even a present. That is a Christmas miracle. Good on you, I'll be danged.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Why did I put my beer down? I don't know. Daddy switched off. That
day. But Daddy didn't hit as hard as Mama because Daddy was a little girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll agree.
And that's why it was better. The Mama hit you, Mama hit you.
Full on. I don't know, but Daddy used to punch you in the face. So.
Full on boxing style.
Nah, Mama didn't punch
you. Bare knuckle with the rings and everything.
No. Mama grabbed the telephone wire and just put a lot of welts on your body.
Nah.
A lot of welts.
In this house, Daddy did that.
Well, my mama did that to me. They hurt, man. They hurt.
Mama just do the backhands. That hurt more.
The backhand, though.
More of a pride thing.
You know what hurts? When they hide your Nintendo. That's what hurts.
You pleb. No, but Jeff, your best Christmas present.
Okay, so, God, no, it has to be it. It has to be my Nintendo.
Out of all time, the best Christmas
present. That was the present that I was the most excited about when I opened it up. Because I didn't even know I was getting it. And it's just like, the Super Nintendo, when I got that, I expected that. I knew it was coming. Even though my parents said no, I knew it was coming.
Yeah,
but then the Nintendo, original Nintendo, I did not know about that, and it just it came out of a present, and yeah, like it was such a fantastical moment for me, dude. Other than that, like I mean, I never really got any huge presents that I would say were like the best.
Okay,
because it just made me a gamer from then on.
That moment on.
Yeah, like it was, I think that one was the one I enjoyed the most excited about. So, yeah.
All right. I have to say, the one that really stuck with me the most was the one my oldest brother got me. And it's not something that I got at my house. I think we were out like at a restaurant and he handed it to me.
Yeah.
And we walked home after that. He like took me out. And I walked home with this new toy that he got me, stuff like that. Albie Dan says a bicycle. It's probably the best present he ever got. It's good, man.
I got a bicycle. It got stolen.
I had a bicycle for a birthday present, and I crashed into everything. And each time I crashed, it crushed my nuts. So I didn't ride it for like 5 years because it was such a painful experience.
Why didn't you stop crashing?
Because I was learning how to ride a bike.
Oh, you suck. Yeah. What happened to training wheels, buddy?
Didn't have them at first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I found my bike later. And I got it back, and then it got stolen again, probably by the same person.
Yeah, what did the kid get for Christmas? He got your bike.
No. It's supposed to say, what did a Mexican get for Christmas? My bike.
Self-racism.
It's actually true.
Yeah. So my brother got me this, this is back in Power Rangers, was still big, right? And yeah, that's right. And he got me the White Tiger Zord. That the full transformation between Tiger and Zord mode, and that thing that was just cool. You know, like I came out with my brother. He got me this really cool thing, and I'm really big into tigers, so I was really big into that character.
Yeah.
I mean, Billy was still the best Power Ranger, but that was the best Zord.
Why would because he's the leader?
No. He's not the leader.
Oh, wait, which one's Billy? Billy's the blue one.
No, that's Zach. Billy's the blue one.
How do you know the name still? How do you know the name still, dude?
I know like two or three names. I think Jason was
the leader. Asian one was the yellow one.
Yeah, nobody remembered her name.
Pink one was the girl, the other girl.
Yeah, I had to think for her.
The black one was the black one.
That was Zach.
The red one was, I'm surprised the...
Yeah, see? I'll be dang, those Billy was a nerd. But... Billy also, I remember recognizing this as a child, when they were in their Power Rangers forms, whoever was doing the stunts for that Power Rangers form, Billy had the most trained stuntman.
Because so he was a nerd.
The best fighter.
Which, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Which made it really funny because they had a whole little story arc where like, oh, Billy sucks at fighting. We have to teach Billy how to fight. I'm like, dude, no. Billy knows how to fight. He knows how to fight better than all y'all.
All y'all.
All y'all.
What about the, oh, God, dude, don't. So there was a, Zordon, was that the guy's name?
The giant head?
Yeah. Oh, and then the overactor, the chick, the bad guy.
Lady Repulsa? Or, no.
That wasn't her name.
Rita Repulsa.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
I can't remember all that, see?
Maybe Repulsa.
Yeah, she like...
I haven't seen the trailer for the new one. I heard bad things about it. Yeah, see?
God damn it, I'll be dang. Jesus, man! You know, all the names.
But he also has the power of the internet, so even if he didn't, he could fake it.
Yeah, he could fake it for sure.
Yeah. I don't think he needs to, though. No. I think me and I'll be dang to have a kinship over Power Rangers right now.
You know, so I bought the Power Ranger game, which I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
it wasn't bad.
It was a pretty basic beat 'em up.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
And then at the end you turn into the whole Megazord thing and fight like a robot monster, and that was pretty cool. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
As you should.
Mm-hmm. Stuff for Super Nintendo? I think that was for Super Nintendo. So they took over Rita and she was dressed like a dominatrix. Changed my life.
Lord Zed. Isn't that the guy with the brain sticking out of his head?
I don't know. I can't remember anymore. Danger.
No.
Will Robinson.
Yeah. Just please stop.
So anyway, wait, what was your present?
It was the White Tiger Zord. It had the transformation and everything. Yeah. His tail was a sword.
Yeah, you did say that.
It was pretty cool.
I didn't pay attention enough.
No, you usually don't. Thanks, Alan.
Yeah, that's like all over the place, really. but it's good.
It's Christmas, and it's also like the slowest month for gaming.
You know what I like about Christmas?
Tell me.
The presents.
That's all you like about Christmas?
That's the only thing I like about Christmas.
I like the tamales.
Oh, my mom's going to make tamales.
Did she make any without meat? Or cheese? Or lard?
Yeah.
Does she use
Crisco? Oh, no.
Oh, she don't go Crisco.
You gotta do lard.
My mom's always going to have a Crisco.
Orale, because you're vegan.
No, because I wasn't always vegan. But she always did it with Crisco.
Crisco. So there's a joke. All right, and...
Tamales are great.
Should I tell the Crisco joke?
Go ahead, tell the Crisco joke. She got headphones.
Okay, Crisco joke. For adults only.
Your favorite Mexican food, tamales? I mean, they're good, but take it from a Mexican. They're not favorite material. I think there's a lot of really good dishes. Yo, Riddle. That fake tuna? Tiger friendly?
Yeah.
Alright, yeah, I can have that.
Why wouldn't you be able to have that?
Because it could be meatless, but have like...
Oh, like dolphins?
Like a milk powder
dolphins,
type of...
Yeah.
Sweet corn tamale is amazing. I'm not going to lie. Those are delicious. But trust me...
Dude, I like all kinds of tamales. It doesn't even matter, dude. Tamales are just great.
Like pupusas?
Pupusas are different.
I like them, though.
But that's not even... That's Salvadorian.
You like fry them in the tamale sauce?
That's like so Salvadorian.
Not tamale sauce. Enchilada
it's sauce? It's not even an enchilada sauce. Well, not you're not supposed to use an enchilada sauce.
My mom does an enchilada sauce. Amazing.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's not traditional.
She does it with sopas, too, because it's all the same dough, really. And she'll take the sopa and she'll fry it in the enchilada sauce, and it's like the best sopas you've ever had.
What do you mean you used to love chilaquiles? Why don't you love chilaquiles anymore? I don't understand.
I'm a vegetarian.
Oh.
Dude, trust me, I'll be dang. Even as a vegetarian?
You're a vegetarian?
Yeah, he's talked about this.
I see, this is the whole not paying attention
thing. Yeah, he doesn't pay attention. I thought it was just me, but then I realized it's just everybody.
I'm not a vegetarian. I like meat. Kill the animals.
That's why I'll be dang eat so much french fries.
Yeah, but french fries are good,
French
though.
Fries are good.
You know, I really enjoy, what is it called? The diner cut? No, I love you, man. I love you. I just didn't know you were a vegetarian. Or maybe I did know at some point, but I forgot.
Yeah, no,
I think I forgot you were a vegetarian.
He works as a vegetarian place, so he's got a shit.
Vegetarian vegan?
I mean, slash? Inherently, some things are going to be vegan.
Well, mostly everything is vegan. I think we have more vegan items than we have vegetarian. Oh, my God!
I have no problem with that either.
I completely forgot to bring you your free coupons.
Free coupons?
Yes, you just get free food from us.
This is amazing.
Yeah, it's their coupons just said you get a free bowl, get a free burrito.
This double IPA is even pretty hard. What's up, Missouri?
Missouri fan, 010. What's up, man? How you doing?
Enjoying the Encore Gamers Christmas special.
So we've been talking to Abby Dang here. Now, we don't know each other, but he sent us a care package. Like, and so we got these two bell ringers right here, right? And then I have,
I don't know what we got.
We got this pail. It's just pail. It says pail. That's all it says.
You got a high wire, a bed of nails.
And then the best one, apparently, is the Son of a Peach.
According to the Charlie Chaos.
Into the Charlie Chaos.
And
yes,
we got
sir.
Hugger?
So,
Hugger
I just want to, I'm just showing I'll be dang some love because he sent us a care package. It's, yeah. Free food is my favorite food, yeah. Free beer is my favorite beer.
He does sound like Seth Rogen. We know this.
Okay, Stu, how many people tell me that? I swear to God. And I can't think of a Seth Rogen line to actually, like, say.
I don't know.
Like, he's been, I mean, Pineapple Express, it wasn't all that memorable to me.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand. There's a 40-year-old virgin he was in. Mm-hmm. I can't remember, like, his lines. When people tell me that, I always want to say a line from a Seth Rogen movie, and I can never think of one.
Just sound like really sarcastic, and you'll probably pull something out of your head.
It doesn't. Oh, I gotta use a line. I gotta use like a straight up line from a movie. I'm not an improv type
Seth
of person.
Seth Rodriguez.
I think he's saying that because I'm Mexican.
Seth Rodriguez.
Seth Rodriguez. It says Rodriguez. Mm-hmm. Oh, people at work call me Yef. Because there's a...
Can't get that robot out of here.
No.
That's how we got such a wide angle view right now. It's because of that robot.
I told this guy to use a webcam.
Webcam sucks. Better.
This is better? The robot is pooping in my face right now.
Than all the webcams in this house.
Okay, well, that's
we got to go over this in this podcast.
This robot's going to be pooping on people.
Now, I'll be dang. Some real talk right now.
Yeah.
When are you going to get those boys in Bedam, such as that Troy, to get off their chairs and say, hey, we got to do that Encore Gamers crossover, and we got to figure out how to make that work. Yeah,
we can do the double podcast thing.
Those Encore Gamers guys aren't going to figure out how to make it work.
No, the Encore Gamers guys don't know anything about what they're doing.
Yeah, we barely have this podcast running. As it is.
And, yeah, there's... Look at this live broadcast of this of today's podcast.
Yeah, it's got a robot.
It's got, yeah, an annoying robot that poops on my face and...
Yeah.
Shoots, like, ice beams and fire stuff when I smack it. Like that.
Yeah, so you tell that Troy Thorne...
See, look, now he's gonna set me on fire.
That's time for the Battle of the Casts. One night only. Probably two nights only. Let's not kid ourselves. In the ring, no holds barred.
Dude, stop.
Battle for the belt. Something, something, something. Wrestling.
Battle of the podcast. Yep.
It's like a high school thing. Battle of the bands. Battle of the casts.
Oh, mention it to them?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Taking that a stride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to fight another podcast, apparently. Put on the boxing gloves. I don't know. MMA gloves.
It's gonna be like all those crossovers from when we were kids. We're gonna start out fighting, and then there's gonna be like a more evil podcast, and we're gonna join forces and find out that we were friends all along.
What is this, a freaking movie?
Yeah. It's like those cartoons. It's like whenever they had a crossover in the cartoons and stuff like that, it's like, oh, what's this person? And like, they hate each other because they're different, and then realize, hey, you know what? We're both heroes. Let's be friends.
Oh, no way. Your blood is red, just like mine. Remember that?
That's a little harsh.
Remember that PSA?
It's a Missouri fan. It's a little harsh. That lady is actually part of the Encore Gamers podcast.
So, yeah, I'm going to ask you to refrain from doing that, please.
All right. Anyway.
So, anywho, yeah.
Good movies lately? Nah, I have not had a chance to go see the Star Wars movie. I hear it's real good.
What is it? Rogue One? What is it?
Yeah, Rogue One.
Yeah. So somebody at work is actually going tonight, so I won't hear about it until tomorrow.
And you hear everything.
Well, just, I mean, at least how good it is, so... I don't know.
Yeah, I want to see it, too. Dude, man, I cannot talk tonight.
And you barely started drinking, too, so it's not even like it's...
Nah, it's been before I started drinking. Yeah, I'm probably going to wait till next week. I got to get paid first. Yeah, I assume as much. And I don't think that's pretty much of a spoiler. Yeah. It'll probably thin out. I'm pretty sure everybody's watching this week.
You know, I stopped really caring about Star Wars. Like, I just don't care about it anymore.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The Force Awakens didn't rekindle your love?
Not really. No, like, it just didn't do much for me. I mean, it was a cool movie, I enjoyed it, but it doesn't have the same hype as it used to for me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it, I don't know.
I'm not gonna lie, I enjoyed it. I thought it was a fun movie, but it didn't, like, it felt too rehashed of, like, the original plot for the most part, you know? Yeah. It's like, two people who don't know, oh, Luke Skywalker became a girl, she still lives on desert planet.
And then there's the real Skywalker,
she gets a droid, and then she goes into space.
Force Awakens was pretty good, and all they had to do was make it not suck.
Yeah.
They did it. Yeah, it didn't suck.
It didn't suck at all, no.
They had a robot kind of like this guy, though.
Yeah.
Except different.
Except not flying?
Yeah. The rolling guy. Was R2-D2 in it? Yeah, he was in it.
So, it is Christmas, and I want to talk about stuff that everybody can play together with their family, and that means board games.
Okay, board games, yeah. Okay, so check it out. I recently bought Sorry. And I was trying to find, like, a Number one, they don't even sell the games like the long cardboard. You know what I'm talking about? Where it's just folded in half.
Yeah.
The boards are now they're folded all in quarters, and that's been like that for a while. So I got sorry, and it was like a new sorry thing, like right. So they changed it to where now there's only three pieces of sorry. And
what do you mean three pieces?
There's three pieces. You start with three pieces now. You only have three pieces.
Oh, so they made it faster.
I guess, but they added some ice and fire to it, where like you get frozen on the board, and I don't know what the fire does.
So this exactly. Isn't a regular sorry board. You got like fancy sorry like setup, sorry elements.
Yeah, but I don't like it. I want the classic sorry. So the name of the podcast is actually the same title of this channel. It's Uncourt Gamers.
But, yeah, and we usually talk about video game use, stuff like that. But during the end of the year,
it just turns into whatever.
It starts to turn into whatever. There's less and less news to talk about, less interesting things.
Yeah.
And you see this a lot with a lot of other video gaming podcasts, even like the big ones like Podcast Beyond. They spent like an hour just talking about random stuff. And even they say, like, why are we talking about this stuff? Because there's no news.
So, I mean, whatever. Usually when we're on camera, like, it usually happens that way.
Yeah, everything falls apart because Jeff here just loves reading the chat and just lets it destroy itself.
I don't do that.
Yeah, you do.
I don't let it destroy itself. It's destroying itself on its own.
I'm saying, like, every time we do this on stream...
I can't stop it.
You stop talking, and you just stare at the chat for, like, a minute.
No, I do not.
And you come back.
We can check the other we'll live check ones.
Check the other ones.
Which are on my channel, actually, but whatever.
Yeah.
I'll check them. That is so untrue. That is not true.
Yeah, Ghost of a Tale updated. Have you seen Riddle stream that on Thursdays? Cute little game where you play a mouse. It's kind of like Dark Soul-ish.
So she ended up like finishing the game.
Oh, the early access.
Yeah.
It's not the full game.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Sorry. But
Yeah, I remember that, I'll be dang. That was awful. Absolutely. I, as a person that actually has to deal with the audio, hated that.
Oh, that's the one where I broke my headset.
Yeah, at the very end.
Yeah, I remember that, dude. Like, it was a very angry moment. Actually, I wasn't even all that angry. I was angry, but I didn't act out on it. Yeah.
The next day, he got angry. He's like, hey, what happened to my headset? I was like, dude, you broke it. You, like, swung your head around and, like, snapped.
Like, yeah, right? So, that stopped me from ever buying Turtle Beach stuff ever again.
Well, the best
no
part,
more Turtle Beach for me.
When he was drunk. It was his birthday, so it was a drunk ass. And he broke it. This was off stream at this point. He broke it. And, like, I'm still in the room, like, editing the podcast, and he's just like, broke my headphones. Just got real sad. He just kept trying to put them on his head.
So the funny thing is that they actually broke from the opposite side, like a while back, right? And so one of them was already broken, and like I still put them on my head. It was so work. One was just like a little loose, but it wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Then the second one broke, and it was just game over, dude. I can't do anything with these anymore. You know. So that's. So I ended up. What I ended up doing is I bought these like little. Little bracket things and drilled holes in the plastic, which the plastic actually started to crack as I was drilling the hole. It's very flimsy,
like, right?
Very, very flimsy. But I ended up getting a screw in there and then a nut on the other end to tie it down, and then just taped the crap out of it with electrical tape.
It was a present. He didn't pick this up. This is a gift.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I'm never gonna get a Turtle Beach product ever again. They're actually selling this new microphone, you know, kind of like this one right here.
Yeah.
And for gaming purposes, and like you know, best microphone, blah 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 blah. But yeah, whatever. I'm doing Turtle Beach is not something I want to deal with anymore.
Yeah.
I actually been thinking about getting a Yeti myself. I don't want to use my headset anymore when I do.
Why is that?
Broadcast.
I mean,
it's a little more annoying.
I'll be the suggesting the AKG perception.
But I don't want to use headphones anymore. That's the thing. Like I still do it from excuse me, for gaming purposes, but for broadcasting, I don't think I want to use my headsets anymore. I want to have a mic.
You need yourself getting like 90
it's
bucks.
It's just easier. Yeah. I think it's easier for me to just do that.
The only thing you got to worry about is having the sound coming through the TV at that point because it might bleed into the mic.
Oh, I don't care about that.
Okay. Another 30 minutes of the beginning of your streams where I'm like, hey, yo, you're black.
It's an echo.
Yeah. What? Oh, let me fix that real quick.
Blue Yeti. Why yeah. Gotta be blue, though?
Because that's the brand.
Oh, I thought he was talking about like actual Blue Yeti because they come in different colors.
They do now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw Kings. I was
Was that not always the case?
That was not always the case.
Oh, okay.
Blue's new.
There's an actual Blue Yeti. There's an actual blue Yeti.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
That's cool. Should we open gifts? You want to open gifts now?
What time is it?
We got like, we've done about an hour of this podcast already.
No way!
Yeah.
No way. Holy crap.
Now, I'll open yours first, because I want you to open mine last. Because it's going to take a little
explanation. Well, that makes sense. A little explanation.
Yeah.
Okay, so before you open this, I was thinking more practical than I was last time.
Okay.
So,
last time you got me a PlayStation gift card?
Yeah. I mean, that's practical.
It is practical.
But it wasn't...
Way?
It wasn't something that I thought...
Super annoying, that ingredient.
It was more of like, I can't choose. I can't decide. This always works, kind of thing.
You know what
I mean? But this time I was like, you
got
know,
me a wine cork opener.
So this time, this wine cork opener that I got you, I think is something that you can use and makes things easier for you because of things that I've seen.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
So that was the basis behind my gift.
Alright, let's figure it out. Let's see what Black got me. Is this gift right here?
I have a gift receipt if you need it.
I'll try out that vegan tuna before the end of the stream. How about that? I'll be dang. Gotta get the actual podcast audio recorded first. So yeah, I'm opening it up. Oh, you got me a charging station.
A charging station because his controllers are everywhere and they're never charged. They're never charged. I come here, I do the podcast, I play some Isaac, and the controller dies. And then we're switching controllers because both of them are just like gone. And so like he's playing. I'm trying to play Isaac for like a minute, and I was like, "Hey, give me the other controller." Oh, it's dead too. Well, let's charge this one for 30 seconds while this one dies, and then we keep switching off, and it works. But you keep doing that. So now when you put the controller down. Put it on the charge station.
I just want to point out that I'm usually never home, so I don't spend a lot of time actually using these controllers either. Let's take it out of the box. Look at this. You know what I'm going to use this for?
Charging your controllers?
I'm going to charge my phone on this.
Oh, it actually doubles as a phone charger too, because it's the same port, so.
Really?
Yeah.
But it has a little stick in the way.
Well, I don't know. It depends on your phone, I guess. Let me see.
Yeah, no, it has a little adapter port. It won't double as a phone.
Ah, well, too bad.
I guess I'm stuck. Yeah. There you go. Spring loaded, apparently. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bam. My other controller right here.
And you can charge two controllers at the same time. How fancy is that?
That is nice, because I don't have a lot of wall space.
Yeah, so.
Thank you.
I figured you could put it on this table right here.
Yeah, that's where it's going to go.
Okay.
Yeah. That's exactly where it's going to
be. Because now your controllers will just be there.
And you know what?
Most of the time, you'll be sitting here or on the bed, I'm assuming. So you're just like, there we go. I can just grab this controller now.
I'm not going to have to fight for the cord anymore either because it comes with its own cord. In fact, this cord might even be able to double as a PlayStation 3 remote control charger. It's pretty close. I think it's a little too fat. But it's pretty close. Thank you very much. That's going to solve a lot of problems for me.
Practicality.
Sounds like... Hey,
look. See, this guy did all this fancy stuff? Probably right? Riddle Master.
It was Riddle Master. Fancy stuff.
And it's like, it's cool. I like it. Except it's going to get destroyed now, so...
That's okay.
Gotta make this tuna fish sandwich. Riddle, can we get a tuna fish sandwich tonight? LBN wants us to review.
Jesus Christ.
tuna.
Confetti. Yeah.
But we're gonna wait till after the official podcast.
Bumblebee tuna.
Bumblebee
tuna. Bumblebee tuna.
Yeah, that's what I got you. I got you, Bumblebee tuna.
Robot.
Robot. Yeah. Yeah, industrial size 10. Yeah, I got you something.
No, you're those people.
I'm what people?
You are those people. I hate those people.
I told you, I didn't pack this, so if you're complaining about something,
I'm not those people. I have this pet peeve about people taping to the actual...
It's taped to a packaging label.
I know, but it's still a thing that I dislike about when people do presents. No, I don't need a knife. It's just a stupid label.
You can slip the tape.
All I'm saying is, like, my daughter did that the other day, and I was like, don't do that.
Guy needs to check
don't do that. Privilege. You tape from wrapping paper to wrapping paper. That's what you do.
Oh, check my privilege? Well, yeah, but I just thought it would be easier. Actually, I thought she took them out of the room. I didn't know they had them.
Because of the jokes.
Because of the jokes.
So.
Yokes.
It's a Raspberry Pi 3 Model B.
Yeah, you know what that is?
I have no freaking idea. Oh, I see a SanDisk card here.
Yeah, that's in case you don't have a micro USB adapter. So if you want to plug it into your computer. So what this actually is, the Raspberry Pi 3... Is this a little guy? Right, this motherboard, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I got you this case. Got you Raspberry Pi 3.
Oh, this is all in Japanese and Korean and stuff.
And I also got you this 128GB card. Now, why did I get you all this?
128 gigs.
I got you all this because this, my friend, is going
to
be
your solution to
toy.
All my problems.
It's going
to
let you play all your favorite old school games through your capture card with the power of this HDMI port right here.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, I am sure about that. Riddle, if you would please help me in this situation, would you like to connect this while
please
I explain...
Please don't tell me that.
While I explain
please don't
this
tell me that because I'm going to break out player all my old systems now.
No, you won't.
What do you mean I won't?
Oh, you will see. I will show you what I am talking about.
I'm a little confused at this point.
I'll be dang knows what this is. This is loaded...
Linux? I don't want to learn Linux.
As a emu station.
But I don't want to.
Oh, you want to plug onto that one?
Yeah, plug onto that one. This is loaded as an emu station. So, you're going to be playing all your favorite games.
Power cord is still plugged in? Or is it just this one?
It's
check your privilege, then. Check your
privilege. Where's your PS4 controller? Bust that thing out.
Is that why you want me to bring it?
That's why I wanted you to bring it. So I can set it up if it doesn't work. This thing's a little bit finicky, but you're going to love it.
Alright, plug in. What else does it need?
This needs to be plugged in. Do not plug in the power cord until all the USB things are plugged in. Okay. Now, I spent, like, no, I'm just kidding, a week getting this thing set up for you.
Wait, you already opened it for me?
Yeah.
That's bad gifting. That's bad gifting.
I had to.
No, you didn't.
Right. No, I had to.
Because Jeff's too dumb to figure it out on his own?
No, to make sure everything works.
I brought up the stream on my screen so you guys can see it if you need to.
Hey, look at that.
Let's make sure it's working. See that RetroPie? What does that look like?
Looks like a cupcake with a controller on top.
Yeah, I did need someone smart set up. For I also needed to involve Charlie because I was having some real problems. This thing took me like an entire weekend to get to work because apparently not all memory cards are compatible with this thing, especially in the 128GB size.
Mm-hmm.
128GB size was especially needed because somebody likes things like Turok.
What the hell is Linux?
I know
what Linux is.
Yeah.
It was more of a...
So I'm just gonna make sure this all works. Oh yeah, this all works.
Atari Classic.
So what's your absolute favorite game from one of these things?
How about
console.
Galaga?
Right.
Oh, console.
Yeah, pick.
Ooh, console. Game Boy. Do Game Boy.
Okay, where is it? Nintendo Game Boy. What's your favorite game? What's your favorite game? Yeah, it's that face. Metroid 2.
Metroid 2.
Now, sadly, the stream cannot see what you guys are looking at right now.
No, back. There we go.
Metroid 2.
Oh, you use the select inserts.
Metroid 2.
That's Emmy, so it's better to go from the top.
Oh, no! Freaking!
That's great. Now, this comes out through HDMI, so you know what that means, right? For all your,
No freaking way!
For all your friends.
Wait. Oh, this is shoot, that's jump. Okay.
Yeah, I mapped it to match the Game Boy SNES controllers.
Two buttons on the bottom, yeah.
The top ones, too. It'll match the SNES.
Oh, my God.
So, what you can't see is he's playing Metroid 2 right now. On a TV. Through HDMI cable. There's actually sound, too.
I have 39 Metroids left.
I'll pull it up.
Well, now our stream's gonna get copyrighted.
You like that? You hear that? Yeah. So, this has a bunch of... Mame Arcade.
That's what I thought.
Most of the Street Fighter games. Has some PlayStation 1 games, some Nintendo 64 games, such as Turok, Dinosaur Hunter.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the one they had.
Ah, you bastard!
Now, there's going to be some setup you're going to have to do, right? Not every game's going to work with the preloaded emulators. You're going to have to go in and, like, choose the emulator that works for the game. Not all games are going to work.
There's a request for Mortal Kombat 2.
Oh, it's in there.
I don't know what good it would do to play.
Main version. Arcade version of Mortal Kombat is 1 through, like, 5. But he's too happy with his Metroid.
Oh.
Yo, I'll be dang. I'll tell you right now. Wait till the Raspberry Pi 4, because that's probably going to come out sometime in the first half of the year. And it's going to be better than this, the Raspberry Pi 3, because you're going to want the Raspberry Pi newest model, because it's more powerful. And you're going to want to find an image called Ray's 128 gigabyte image, and has all the stuff. You just burn that image on your Pi memory card, boot it up, done. Just like that. Plus all the setup of setting up a controller and stuff like that.
I need life. I don't need life.
Now, the memory card I would suggest is a Samsung Evo, because that's what my friend had, and worked like a charm.
Okay, so, rockets?
I tried the other...
So here's a trick. Here's a trick to this. You want to shoot a missile. Oh, did I shoot? I don't think it shot. I was going to say, you shoot a missile.
You want what?
And before...
They can't
see. So before you... Okay. Whatever. I'm at the first Metroid. So what you want to do is you want to shoot a missile so that it... before you actually get to that point...
SC cars are
shooting. And it's going to hit him and knock him back. So he's up against that roof right there. And it makes him an easier target.
There you go. Now pop out of this, man. Hit.
No! I'm going to play this through.
He wants some Mortal Kombat. I'll be damn watch to see you play some Mortal Kombat, even though he can't see you play Mortal Kombat. What's happening to you?
This is almost... You had to... Damn.
So you want to hit options and share. That's your start and select buttons. Now, it works in the USB controller. A.K.A. a certain fight stick somebody might have for MAME. I'm going to have to show you how to set up MAME later.
Donkey Kongu.
Let Jeff have his fun. I know.
Holy crap.
Is he having
okay,
your Christmas
so what
present?
What is this?
This is a PC Engine.
Okay, I don't want PC Engine.
So hit left and right on the keyboard, and you'll go through the different boards. So this is MSX.
Okay.
Lynx, the Atari Lynx.
Oh, Atari Lynx.
Yeah, Atari 7800.
I forgot about that guy, dude.
Yep.
That's an actual... Yeah, the actual Atari.
Atari 2600. Yep.
CP system?
So that's the arcade boards of Capcom's arcade boards. So yeah, Street Fighter Third Strike. Yep.
JoJo's Adventure.
Yeah.
Street Fighter 3.
Red Earth. Oh, SNK's...
Oh, that's it? Oh, it's not much.
SNK's on here, too. I mean, like... This is somebody's pre-made list, right? So it's not Alien vs.
Predator. I remember playing that one. 1944.
I did the updates for you, so you're good for like a while.
This is some 1944. Oh my god, does this work?
Oh. What? Errors are logged. Let me try something.
This does not work. Your presence sucks.
Let's see here.
Oh, wait, there's a bunch of chat that went through, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, no, that's not what I wanted. I'll get Charlie to show you how to do all this stuff, because he knows how to do all of this stuff, right? Ah. Damn it. It's not... No? See, okay, here we go.
That's the emulator selection.
Select emulator from. Okay. That's what we want. Let's try that one.
PIFBA. There it is.
Yep. So there's multiple emulators, so sometimes if the game doesn't work, you want to try a different emulator. Sometimes that'll make it work. Like Turok, it's not gonna work out the best. So you're gonna have to try a different emulator and it should start working.
This is a great present.
I thought you'd like it.
Thank you very much. No, this is fucking amazing.
I have a reputation. I got one Christmas, man. So I was going to make myself one of these, and I was like, you know what? I know someone's going to love this. I'm going to make myself one when the new model comes out.
I can give myself 9 credits. I put 9 quarters in this thing. Okay, oh god, I'm going to shoot my bombs by accident because I don't know what buttons to press.
Yeah, I don't know what buttons they are. Triggers?
There's my bomb, okay.
There you go. And there are save states in this, too. What are you doing?
Grabbing that shot.
You kill the things first, and then you grab the shot.
Overheat.
Jeff looks like a tiny tear might escape from Vato's ojo. Yeah. Smiley Jeff is smiling. I'll be Dan's giving you some tips. He says River Raid is the best game on 2600. Okay. He said it. He said that combat is a close second if you have a second player.
I want to see. Oh, what is this? Capcom. Wait, there's 2 Capcom things?
This is the CPS-1, right? They're different boards. So this is like one of their older boards.
Willow!
Yeah.
This game sucked!
Now you can enjoy those memories of hating it.
Oh, Buster Bros.
Okay, so hit it and then hit a button again. Okay. So go down to select emulator or hit square. And try that one.
PIFBA!
And then go down to launch.
PIFBA!
Okay. Next. So that ROM just might not work, or you might need to find a new emulator. Like, it's going to be some stuff you're going to have to figure out how to do for yourself, right? But... They say about 90-98% of the game.
Ghouls and Ghosts.
Do it. Try it.
Forgotten One. Hold on. I'm trying to scroll through this.
Power Battle Man.
Oh, I never actually played this.
Never played it either, but yeah. I was interested in it.
Mercs. I played Mercs. You know what I liked about Mercs? What was that game called? There's another game similar to this game, and I enjoyed the style. And they had one for the Super or for the regular Nintendo that. I was so happy when I finally beat.
Now, I do want to thank Charlie, because without Charlie's help, this would not thank have you, been Charlie. Ready. This would not have been ready in time. He actually switched out memory cards with me, because he had 2 memory cards that worked. So he switched out my memory card that wasn't working with one of his memory cards that worked, so we can get this working for you, man.
So you bought a memory card and it didn't work?
Yeah, it was actually the recommended memory card from the guy that posted the video. That
found out it didn't work with this. The actual memory card is fine, though.
The actual memory card is fine.
Okay.
It just didn't work with this for some reason, even though it was the memory card the guy recommended.
The hell is Cave?
Cave is another arcade board.
I don't remember there's not that many games on here.
I think this might be a Japanese arcade board. There's a lot of shmups.
Yeah, I don't know any of these.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so you went to the main menu. That's how you shut down. They had to shut down because it doesn't have a switch, so you have to actually go to shut down. This is the guy who created his own little pages. So, like, Mario vs. Sonic is Mario and Sonic games. What's up, Toaster Tommy?
Toaster Tommy.
Whipping them out.
So...
I think he wants you the flash room. E.T., the greatest Atari 2600 game, right?
Rampage. Atari, MSX. MSX2. PC Engine. This system.
This requires a BIOS. Charlie's going to find that BIOS and put that on there and make it work.
Nintendo Game Boy. Okay, we tried that. Game Boy Advance, okay. Mm-hmm. Game Boy Color.
Yeah.
Virtual Boy.
Yeah, we got that working.
But how do you... Doesn't 2D screen defeat the purpose of this?
No, it still kind of works. It actually works better because it doesn't hurt your eyes.
Eight Eyes? Oh my god. This game is, like, crappy.
And this should have pretty much every NES game.
Oh, Jesus. Lolo's Adventure?
Yeah.
Oh, The Adventures of Lolo, sorry.
1, 2, and 3. Afterburner.
Airwolf. Oh, dude, this game was hard.
Yeah. And don't worry, it has...
This one is very different from the...
Yeah. I think, well, it kind of has to be.
Alien 3, never played that. Alien.
You know what I found out through this thing? Mega Man was on the Sega console.
No, that can't be right.
It was on the Sega Game Gear. No, it was on the Sega Master System. There was a Mega Man game on the Master System.
A Barbie? Why would you put this in here?
I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. This is an image. Wow. This is all
made. Base is loaded.
Like, this whole scroll wheel thing, somebody made that.
This is, like, one of the best, like, baseball games on Nintendo, dude. Like, seriously.
Yeah, trash. We did kiss. You missed it.
Too late, buddy.
Go back and watch the video again.
Oh, this game.
Or listen to the podcast. What's up, Penguin Popper? Yeah, that sweet meat.
Beetlejuice.
What's your favorite sweet meat?
Favorite sweet meat?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet meat.
Yeah.
Like meat with a...
with some sweetness to it.
There's no meat that's sweet. You gotta add on stuff for that.
Yeah, that's right. I like the sausage. Breakfast sausage with some syrup on it. That's my favorite sweet meat.
Well, I mean, I love putting pancakes with eggs on top. Huh?
Now, the start and select also scroll by letter. So if you want to scroll to a specific letter.
Start and select.
I'll be dang everybody.
Oh, I see.
I remember Eva.
Earthworm Jim. Dude, this is tons of games in here.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait.
You looking for Zelda? It's in there.
No, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Ah. Oh.
This better be here.
Now, would it be under Punch-Out or Mike Tyson's Punch-Out?
So, I do that.
Yeah, you scroll, like, way fast.
Oh, Xevious!
See, you gotta go select the wrong
one. Oh, I have to...
No. How are you doing?
I don't know which buttons are which right now. X. So,
yeah, okay. It kind of changed a little bit for me. Hit another button.
Okay. Oh, you have to actually do it in time.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Select emulator.
There's a square button.
There's only one.
Okay, so that doesn't work. I actually own this game, so it doesn't matter.
I mean, you can make this stuff work, right? This... happiness momentary. I don't know. I'll be dang. This is...
No. This is... Dude, this is... Like, I grew up with these games, man. I love these games.
Oh, he's talking about people want us to kiss. He's wondering if we'd be if that would make people happy. He's saying that happiness.
His beer tickles too much. It can't do it.
It does. But you know what?
It's uncomfortable.
It's an experience for specific people.
Question of the week?
Oh, I'm gonna stop playing.
We're still
recording
the podcast. So what's the encore? Gamer's question of the week.
I don't even remember, dude.
You had one? You actually thought ahead?
No, we didn't even answer the current one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there's one out there.
This Christmas thing really got away from us.
Yes, it did.
And Riddle Master speaks in anger.
Yoshi's Cookie!
And annoyance. I'm going to pull up that question of the week. We got this. Don't worry, people. What gender?
No way.
What gender do you game? And why?
That was my question.
That was your question. Damn. I'm going to have to come up with a question then.
Yeah. Wizards and Warriors, dude. You remember that game?
We do got some answers. And I'm going to read those answers.
Yeah, you read those answers while I find Mike Tyson's
Tubin! What if I make that sponge up?
Oh, no.
What? Oh, Teenage Games? See, Riddle Master replies, usual female unless there are gender-locked classes and or trophies.
Huh.
The hell are you doing?
Pushing the wrong button. Oh, my God, it works.
You pushed too many buttons too fast. So, LeBlue6 writes in and says, female, when it's available, because that's my gender. Duh. Come on, man. That's me ad-libbing there. I'll be danged himself writes in and says, female, because I want to be queen pretty. And I can understand that. I like the prettiness of the female form, too.
Hey, this isn't working.
Why not?
Okay, there it is. Ah!
Adam2 writes in and says, I'm a man. So a man. I do love me some Bayonetta, though. And he says Bayonetta like Bay, as in the Swedish word for poop.
Oh. Yeah. We talked about this before.
Yeah, so Poobonetta. That's right, Adam2. You gotta get you some culture in you. So you know when the words you say in English mean poop.
Bebop and Rocksteady.
And speaking of a damn, Mr. Troy himself.
Troy Tort!
Writes in and says, usually a male character, but I have played female characters before. And haven't we all done a little gender swapping in video games?
I do it all the time.
All the time.
That's my answer. I'm always picking a girl.
Always picking the girl?
Always picking the girl.
But why? The answer, the question is why?
Yeah, it is.
And that answer is?
It's mostly just to be kind of rebellious, I guess, you know what I mean? To be something out of the norm. Because, like, you know, you're expected to pick a dude because you're a dude.
You want to put on that pretty, pretty lipstick.
I just don't wanna, worn my mom's shoes before, yes.
I've done that.
Yeah, only heels, because
I want to know how heels work.
Yeah, she is a hair lady. She definitely doesn't have any clothes on. It's all her hair wrapped on her body. That's a thing.
Yeah, that is a thing. I agree with Abby Dang. I don't like her either.
What? What do you mean you don't like her?
Bayonetta's not hot. We've gone over this countless times.
You guys are wrong. So wrong. Ah, bowling ball.
In the past, I mostly played female characters.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because I just found them more interesting to watch play a game. Guy characters are a little too stereotypical masculine. Recently, though, I have started playing a lot more male characters. Probably just for the change of pace, because I spent so much of my time playing as female characters that I'm just kind of over it. I want to switch over to the ladies. I mean, to the men's.
To the memes.
I ain't gay no more. The sweaty memes. I love women's. Probably the best thing you ever showed me on YouTube.
I'm glad. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
They show me a lot of things on YouTube. Hot dogs!
Hot dog. Hey, Dad! Why didn't you come to my baseball game? I got a new coach now. His name is Hot Dog! Yeah, that's the thing.
You got pumped into the Bayonetta pretty team when you said...
See, yeah, you didn't say that. Look, read his chat.
Bayonetta isn't a poo lady, though. She's a hair lady. I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah. That's my bad.
Stop moving.
I think she's not pretty. I think her proportions...
Their mouths are... No, what are these called? I forgot what these were called.
I don't remember.
I'm gonna die. I can't believe I'm dying in the first...
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Level. Yeah, it has been. Oh, that's right. I remember the thing to this, guys. Watch. Except... come on.
Is that...
right here. Really?
Her body isn't proportionally right. Her arms and neck are way too long for the size of her torso. It just looks weird. It just looks weird.
Why am I too far away? Why is that a thing?
It don't look right.
Because your weapon doesn't have reach effects.
And
it's like a pole.
She's got a lot of hair. And hair to the levels of the point where I think that it's not attractive anymore.
Oh, yeah, these guys are good. No, what? Crazy, I love long hair.
But she is a video game. We can't agree on that. She is a
villain. Rocksteady's gonna beat me up.
No, you... Wow. Wow, you suck at this.
Dude, this is... No, this is a tactic right here. See?
Slam Code Game is... The new question is going out now. And that question is going to be...
This is how you do it. This is the loop.
Same question we actually answered earlier. Nah, nah. I'm going to come up with something else. We already talked about this on the podcast.
What's your favorite Christmas cookie?
What's your favorite Christmas cookie?
Yo, yeah, let's do it. What? Riddle Master's question for this week is, what is your favorite Christmas cookie? We'll answer that next week.
At Encore Gamers.
Same bad podcast, same good time. Thanks for listening, y'all.
Yay, Rocksteady's dead.